Exercise 3, page 45. Speaker 1.
Did you know that around 25 to 30% of global emissions come from our food systems? It's true, and most of that comes from meat and dairy farming. With the climate crisis getting worse, I think we all need to seriously consider how our diets affect the planet. Personally, I think it's unrealistic to expect everyone to adopt a completely vegan diet, but a practical solution might be for people to have these foods just 1 or 2 days a week. That would make feeding the world more sustainable.
Speaker 2.
It's all well and good changing our habits as individuals, but the fact is that climate change is a global problem, so we need to take action on a large scale. In my opinion, the best way to make a real difference is for the public to make their voices heard. There are lots of different ways to do this. We can sign petitions, organize social media campaigns, and stage demonstrations to get the attention of politicians. This way, we can put pressure on lawmakers to put restrictions on our industries and hopefully cut down emissions.
Speaker 3.
There are a lot of different ways we can help fight climate change these days, but one of the most impactful things we can do is avoid air travel. Thanks to advances in digital communication, we can now use video calling for things like business meetings, removing the need to travel for work. In our personal lives, we can also embrace the idea of a staycation, where we visit tourist destinations closer to home rather than going abroad. In cases where it's necessary to travel internationally, we can go by land or sea whenever possible. That way, we help to cut off one of the biggest sources of greenhouse gases.
Speaker 4.
Forest loss has a big part to play in the climate crisis, so I believe that we should do our best to restore our local environments as best we can. Specifically, I think we should try to establish green spaces wherever we can, both at home as individuals and together in our towns and cities. By planting more trees, creating wild areas, and opening nature reserves and parks, we can improve biodiversity, increase air quality, and fight the effects of global warming.
Speaker 5.
To fight climate change effectively, I think we as a society need to reconsider how we think about our possessions. These days, most people don't think twice about replacing an item when it breaks or shows signs of age. But in most cases, that's really not necessary. And it's terrible for the planet. The best option is always to try and fix or repurpose the things we have in order to get as much use out of them as we can. In cases where we really need something new, it's worth checking in second-hand shops first. This way, we can reduce the demands for goods, which helps reduce emissions from manufacturing.